Aside from the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, one of the things that the apologists always try to sweep under the rug is the fact that Klal Yisrael is the Am HaNivchar. Klal Yisrael is the chosen people, the Am Segula, Mikol HaAmim, and that's uncomfortable, because why are you guys so special? What, are you smarter than everybody else? You're holier than everybody else. You're better than everybody else. So the answer is that we were Koreis Abris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai. No other nation was. And comfortable fact, uncomfortable fact, that's how it is. But if you go back through Jewish history and you look at the price that we've had to pay through the ages, because of the fact that we are the Am HaNivchar, so it's not always a bed of roses. The United States of America will never have a Holocaust on them. No Spanish Inquisition, no Crusades, no Churban Beis HaMikdash. There's no people in the history of the world, the history of human beings, who suffered as much for Klal Yisrael as Klal Yisrael. And all because of the fact that we're the Am HaNivchar. But that's the way that it always is in life. The higher you climb, the more careful you have to be. And the more pressurized things are, so the better behavior you have to have. You live in the presence of the king, so you always have to be wearing your suit and your tie and be on your best behavior. Otherwise, you get nailed. And that's a tremendous message that the Ramban tells us at the end of this week's parsha, when we're talking about the Mizbeach HaKeteris, and we're talking about the Hashras HaShchina that happened after Klal Yisrael built the Mishkan. Parshas Tetzaveh is the second segment of what I would call the Madura Kama of the parshiyos that have to do with the Mishkan. You have Truma, and Truma talks about the Mishkan V'Kelav. Truma talks about the actual Mishkan itself, the Krashim, the Adonim, the Oalim, and then the Urias, and then you've got the Kelim, you've got the Aron, you've got the Menorah, you've got the Shulchan, the Mizbeach, Achitzain, etc. This week, Big Day Kahuna. Dalet Big Day Lavan, you've got the big day, you got the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, the big day Zahav. And then afterwards, we read a whole bunch of ceremony about the different korbanos that have to be brought in order to institute the kahuna. All the way at the end of the parsha, we have a little keta that seems like it doesn't belong. V'yasisa mizbeach miktar keteres atzei shitim tasa isai. You have to make a little golden mizbeach that you're going to put in the Mishkan, centered right opposite the Aron Kodesh, if you would go through the Pareches. And it's right where you walk in. Ama arkai, arma rochbai, revua yiev amasayim koi masam imenu karnoisa. The question is really twofold. Number one is, the Mizbeach doesn't seem to be with its group. The Mizbeach should have been mentioned together with the Menorah, together with the Shulchan, together with the Aron. It's all in the Heichal. So what are you waiting till now? And the second question is that why all the way at the end? Why is the last thing that we mention over here, at least in this Madura, right? In Vayakel it's different. In Vayakel, so you mention the Mizbeach together with the other Kelim. But here it's not that way. Why is it that this is the Makav HaPatish, this is the last thing that we mention after the whole creation of the Mishkan? So there's a very Yesodus Dikur Ramban on the topic. Ramban asks the Kasha. Ramban says that the Mizbeach HaKeteris is not where it belongs. And the Ramban says the reason that it's here is because it's a follow-up of the two previous psukim. The two psukim previous to the creation of the Mizbeach HaKeteris are V'shachanti b'toich b'nei Yisrael. After the Mishkan is complete, so I'm going to dwell, the Shechina is going to be in the midst of b'nei Yisrael. V'yayisi lohem le'lekim. V'yadu ki ani Hashem alekechem, asher etzesi eschem eretz Yisrael, l'shachni b'soichem ani Hashem alekechem. The Shechina is going to rest in your midst. Says the Ramban, when the Shechina rests in your midst, that's dangerous. Why? Because with Shechina always comes din. When you have the Shechina amongst you, you don't act properly, there's going to be din. There's going to be judgment. And what's the antidote to din? The antidote to din, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, that Pei Tes Amid Aleph, Keteres Aitzeres Hamagefa. The antidote to din is the Keteres. In Parshas Korach, when the Megeva started, so how did they stop it? You take out the Keteres. Keteres stops it. The Zohar HaKadosh says a pshat on the pasuk. It says in Zayis HaBracha, Yasimu Keteres V'Apecha, right? That the Kayanim put Keteres V'Apecha, literally means in your nose. But the Zohar HaKadosh says something different. Yasimu Keteres V'Apecha, you should put Keteres down when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry. B'charoinaf. The Keteres stops the anger. And therefore says the Ramban that when you've got the Shechina in the middle of Bnei Yisrael, and the Shechina brings it with the Midas Adin, you've got to have that Kli that's going to stop the Midas Adin, that's going to allow us to survive. Otherwise we'll be destroyed. And that's why the final thing that we talk about when we talk about Beis HaMikdash, we talk about Mishkan, is the Mizbeach HaKeteres. But the question still remains, why is it that Shechina means din? Shechina seems very nice, glorious. Why is it din? And also, what does the Keteres have to do with stopping that din? Asima Ketera Biapecha. Why is it that the Keteres stops the Charoinaf, that it stops the Midas Adin? Lemaisa, I'd like to give you a mushel. Maybe I've said it before, or something came this. Doctor it a little bit to fit our scenario. But let's say you have two kids. Two rambunctious little 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, who are playing in a neighborhood where there's a lot of traffic. Right? Pick one. It can be in Yerushalayim or Brooklyn or Toronto, wherever you want. And two rambunctious little kids run into the street. And a couple of cars come to a screeching halt, and they're almost killed, and you know, whatever, fine. So one guy in the car rolls down his window and starts yelling at the kids. Another one jumps out of his car and just starts waving his arm. You kids are crazy, right? Then there's a third one. The third person runs about a block, runs after the kids. The kids see him coming, and they dart off. He grabs both of them, one he picks up by his belt, and the other one he picks up by his belt. He's holding each of the two little rascals in each hand, carries them off into a house, and in there he gives them a sound beating like you wouldn't believe. Who's this man? His father. Obviously the kid's father. No sane individual would do that to somebody else's kid, right? But he cares the most, and he knows that if he doesn't show them, well, they will get killed next time. But then there's a second part of the mushel. The second part of the mushel is that these two kids, they're both rascals. But one is a real mechutzif. And the other, you know, underneath it all, he has a sensitive nature. So one kid, the father gives a patch. And the kid immediately breaks down. He starts to cry, whimper, whatever it is. The father, okay, beseder, stops. And then you got the second one. The second one, kid looks back, right, at the father with chutzpah, you know, thumbs his nose at him, and starts to laugh. What's the father do? Hit him again, right? Okay, now he's not so sure. A third time, right? Fourth time, the kid finally begins to cry, the father stops. Why? What's the difference? One kid is built sturdier than the other? You ever wonder why it is that a kid cries when a father gives him a patch? It's not that it hurts so much. It's the humiliation. It's the humiliation and a deep down recognition of the fact, even though the kid can't articulate it, that I failed. I did something that was wrong. I did something that somebody had to react to me in an extreme way to show that what I did was not acceptable or dangerous. And when a father sees that, when a father sees that deep down the child is emotionally touched, that I realized that failure, okay, that's it. The message was learned. But for as long as the kid sits there with azus, with chutzpah, and he's still thumbing his nose at the father, you don't get it yet. So I'll hit you again. I'll hit you again. Once upon a time in Shushan, Klal Yisrael did an avera. They were nenemi sudasai shel Eisar Russia, Achashverish. And that avera really warranted Klal Yisrael being killed, destroyed, totally annihilated. One person saved the day. Who was that person? That person was Mordechai. Mordechai, the Gemara in Chulin tells us, Mordechai min Atar minayin, Mordirar, which is the Keteris, which the Targum says is Mordachia. The Gros says in Megillah that Mordechai is Bechinas Reach, and Reach is Bechinas Tefillah. That's why if you look at the Gemara in Megillah, the Gemara in Megillah tells us Ben Yor, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, all of these are Bechinas Tefillah. Yor, Shehira, Neim Shal Yisrael, B'Tefilasai, Shimi, Sheshama, Estefilasai, Ben Kish, Shehikish, Al Shari, Rachamim, Ben Niftachulai. The answer to the Gzeira, the answer to the Din, was Keteris. Was smell, was tefillah. Klal Yisrael is an Am HaNivchar. Klal Yisrael lives in the palace of the king, always. When there's Shechina, when Hashem is there, so you do something wrong, your father cares too much, and he's going to hit you. There's going to be an onesh. But what stops the onesh? A sense of smell. The sense of smell is feeling the essence, and it comes from the essence of the person. Chazal say that reach is from the neshama. And when there's a deep down recognition that the din, that the onesh is something that we deserve, so then the onesh stops. When the child cries out to his father and says, I failed in my mission, you're right, I want to get closer to you. And I don't want you to be disappointed in me. And everything that we say in tefillah, that's when the Gzar Din stops. That's what happened in the times of Purim, and that's the message of the Mizbeach HaKeteris. Shechina is gewaldig. Who wouldn't love to live in the Shechina, right? Gilui Shechina, living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the closer the Shechina is, the closer you are to your father, the closer you are to the Melech, the closer you are to the palace, the more dangerous it is. The way that you stop it is by showing that there's a deep down recognition of whatever failures we have. And to daven to Hashem, to get closer to Hashem. We should all be zocha to learn this message and to see it in the Parsha, and to use Purim. Purim is a day of tefillah, whatever you ask for on Purim, so you're very close to getting it answered. And it all comes from this Nakuda, that it's the deepest day. And on the deepest day, so we can use that part of us, the neshama, that's the deepest down in us. And we should all be zeche, that in a matzav of Gilui Shechina, we should come very, very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good Shabbos.